This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
You've got to remember, Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's the formula right there if you want to stop the totalitarian. So let's get going. And right now we have an exceptional American, exceptional Canadian, actually. Dr. Jim Garrow joins us because of all the information, the fray that is, going on right now with Donald Trump and Michael Flynn, the resignation, and the Ruskies, the Russians. And by the way, the illegal seizure of or violation of an American civil rights in Michael Flynn by talking to a Russian by our intelligence agencies. And then, of course, the further illegality that an intelligence agency would actually leak it to the press. Anyway, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio, Jim. And I know this is something that strikes at your heart. Michael Flynn, Donald Trump, and, certain intelligence agencies.
No kidding. I mean, this is a smack on the side of the head for all Americans, especially those working in the intelligence field. Because, not only are they blissfully unaware, it would appear, did you know that there were 72 terrorist convictions against people originating from the seven countries of the Trump moratorium? Did you know that? 72?
Yeah, I knew that, but apparently Judge Robertson didn't know that. Or pleaded ignorance. Ignorance of the law, of course.
Of course, that's the game they play. They play emotion. They make an emotional appeal to the public based on zero fact. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal? Aren't they the magicians who make things disappear? Reality is never upheld.
That's right. The Ninth Circus is sometimes referred to as.
Yeah, the Ninth Circuit. Yeah, that's the bunch. I knew there. I have other terms for them, but I can't use them on air.
So do I.
Yeah, we're in a position now where truth doesn't matter. Truth is something that only people like Donald Trump try to put forward. And of course, he's slammed for it as if he's some sort of moron walking upright. Yeah, it's craziness right now. Just craziness.
Well, you know, the whole premise is that the CIA, you know, they think it's the CIA was wiretapping. I mean, obviously, they're the ones that go out and do international governments and so on. They were spying on a Russian representative and Michael Flynn, an American citizen at the time, not part of the government because it was part of the transition, was talking to this Russian official, and they wiretapped it. They were listening in on the conversation, apparently, and which shouldn't say it's a wiretap, but it sounds to me more like an electronic surveillance pull-in. And they got this information, and it was a conversation between – we don't know what's in the conversation yet. Between the two. But the point is, you had an American citizen who was being illegally surveilled by the CIA, apparently. And now that information, which was in the hands of that agency, was given over to news outlets. Jim, this is the kind of stuff, as you know full well, that they utilize when the police in other, I guess you would say, rogue countries start surveilling their own politicians, dude, to bring them down to, you know, to topple the government.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. That's the method they use. I mean, the Nazis used it well. Keep in mind when they burned the Reichstag, what was that all about? Well, that was about stopping people from being able to gather together. Now, I'm not sure if people knew this, but, you know, Germany at the time was a great coffee country. You know, they would gather in these little pubs and little coffee shops to chat. Well, the other place they gathered was in the private offices in the Reichstag. They wanted to put a stop to it. That's one of the reasons they burned the Reichstag, believe it or not. So the Nazis were successful in shutting down one arm of freedom that allowed politicians to get together to chat without being surveilled. And that, of course, happened in the Reichstag. And so the answer was, let's burn the place down. And
send
then,
a message.
Course, yeah, and create another environment within which the government could move solidly against freedom and take away the freedoms of the citizens. So we're looking at the same sort of thing happening here, where, you know, terror convictions have been taking place, but the news media, what do they report? Politico said Donald Trump is wrong that the media is not reporting on terrorism anymore. That's what they said. PBS. they said Trump's list of underreported terror doesn't back up the claim. What? And then MSNBC, Trump manufactures a media cover-up of terrorist attacks. Manufactures? Excuse me, 72 conviction is not a manufactured falsehood. It's truth. Seattle Times, of course, we love Seattle. Trump's list of underreported terror doesn't back up the claim. And yet all of it is like baffle gab. They're trying to baffle people into believing that what they have just said is actually truthful, when in fact the list of reality shows them to be absolute liars. So here they are, they're padding everything to make it look like Mr. Trump is out to lunch. Trump's not out to lunch. He's actually playing with fact, and they're playing with falsehood all the way. And of course, they're trying to back their own narrative that Trump is some sort of buffoon, when in fact, Trump is playing a very brilliant game. The unfortunate thing is that Flynn got caught up in it. And let me tell you this, Flynn was heard on a hard line, not his cell phone. It was a hard line out of his office that these conversations with the Russians took place. So how do I know that? Well, because his cell phone was covered by our product called DEF.
Yeah, you see, ladies and gentlemen, I believe in going right to the source on this whole wiretapping thing.
Yeah.
So you're getting the facts as they really did occur, and much to the chagrin of our intelligence agencies, of course, because they don't want you to know this, that the secure lines that everybody utilizes that understands DEF was not being utilized at the time. It was an unsecured line. And, of course, that's a problem. And now, of course, Jim, it's played out. If he'd been using his cell phone, it would have been a little bit different picture. They would never have heard this.
Yeah, they wouldn't have. And, you know, here's the thing. We've got the government, CIA, listening in on private, not a private conversation, a government conversation between a politician and someone in a position of real importance. A national security advisor is a major position. And he's being listened to while he talks to Russians. The excuse being that, of course, CIA works offshore. Yeah, except the minute they are in violation of the rights of citizens onshore in American soil, they need to shut the phone down. They didn't.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is the operation of a rogue government entity. And, of course, the CIA was managed by one John Brennan, Mr. Muslim convert himself.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Isn't that a fact that people just seem to stumble around or over?
Yeah, they don't really like that one.
Yeah, Brennan, I mean, an absolute convert to Islam, and then trying to undermine the authority of somebody who's coming in, well, basically going to run roughshod over what he did. Because the NSA, of course, is the one that gathers information, the FBI as well, on the criminal side. But the NSA is the one that's gathering information all across America on what's going on that needs to be paid attention to by citizens or people coming in from other countries, you know, our porous southern border. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, it's been a long time since I was an American citizen, but I was asked to become a Canadian in the fall of 1972. So in October of 1972, under direction from those in authority...
You became a citizen of Canada.
I became a Canadian citizen, which meant I had to, at the time, renounce my American citizenship.
Hey, Jim, hang on a second. We got the music coming up, and we're going to come right back. We've got Dr. Jim Garrow with us, and he's explaining, well, what really happened with Michael Flynn. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And with us right now is Dr. Jim Garrow. And we're talking about Michael Flynn and the scandal that's brewing there. The CIA illegally tapping into an American citizen's conversation. And had Michael Flynn been using his cell phone, this never would have been brought up because his cell phone was being protected by a certain type of encrypting system that's infallible, and that's known as the DEF system. And Dr. Jim Garrow is with us to explain a little bit about that. But Jim, one of the other things that I want to get into, because you know, you've been in the business of intelligence and so on for years, and you understand how this whole thing works. But it's pretty obvious, and you wrote an article, or actually you didn't write an article, but you contributed to an article that appeared in National Enquirer, not National Geographic. Anyway, that basically laid out this whole business that they're talking about. I think Paul Sperry came out with an article about a shadow government being formed, but you came out with a quote about this, and I know you and I have talked about this on a number of occasions, but now we can sort of let the cat out of the bag. There truly is a shadow government that has been established by former President Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a group of them, including people he'd put in position in seven different agencies. And these people, of course, formerly worked for Obama, but now, of course, no longer are employed. And that's a natural transition, by the way. Some people are lamenting the fact that, oh, they were fired. Excuse me, when a new administration comes in, leadership changes. That's just the way it is. And Obama did the same thing, you know, with the Bush crew. He moved them out, and you know, you move in your own folks, the people you trust, and that's normalcy. Although these crazies on the left try to make it look as though it's a big conspiracy, you know, against Obama and everything that was done ahead. Not so. So here we have this seven different groups within government who are working with Mr. Obama to make sure that they cripple every attempt made by Mr. Trump to A, take control of agencies, but also to make the agencies more efficient or more loyal to America rather than Marxism. And there's a clear line here of who and what is going on. Marxist philosophy has been holding sway throughout the entire administration of Obama's reign for 8 years. And now we've got somebody who believes in the Constitution and the rule of law. And, of course, what they are trying to do, the Obama crew and these people out of the seven federal agencies, they have met twice, by the way, that we know of. And, of course, they were caught meeting. But what they're attempting to do is to, in fact, this insubordination against Mr. Trump, what we the people decided in an election in putting him in power, they are determined to bring him down, to cripple everything he attempts to do. And it's all about Marxism, and it's all about perpetrating crime against America. Like, these people should actually be stood up against a wall, if that was the choice, and shot after being convicted of treason. But that's what they're doing. It's treasonous activity.
Well, this brings up, you know, of course, you were out in front with this. You were interviewed last week by the National Enquirer. It says, ex-president directing gang of high-level traitors out to cripple new administration, which is exactly what you just said. And it said the National Enquirer consulted five top national security experts regarding this flurry of insubordination and Obama's attack upon his successor just 10 days after leaving office. And it says on January 30th, Obama released an explosive public statement praising protesters who oppose President Trump's immigration order. Now, I want to stop there because you got a quote coming up in the article, but I want to say this is the sign of somebody wanting to tear down the government, in my opinion. It's a clear statement of treason. And then, of course, there's more expressions of this as we go on to this, and then we find out he's got a nonprofit organization. Shouldn't he be labeled, and his organizations labeled, domestic terrorist, just like the Tea Party was labeled by his administration?
Yeah, clearly. Of course, you won't get that from the mainstream media because they are in total bed with Mr. Obama. And, of course, they're Marxist dialogue, Marxist training they got in the universities that they attended. You know, most of the universities, as you know, you go into any humanities class. What are they pushing? They are pushing an agenda that is totally Marxist in its play. So here you are. That's exactly what they're continuing to do. They are determined that the election victory of Trump will be undone at every turn. And anything that is attempted by Mr. Trump that will stand up against what Obama had started, they'll do everything in their power to stop. And of course, they've got the mainstream media backing them up, not reporting the realities of what's gone on, and then twisting everything to make it look as though things are happening that are not happening.
Well, you go on to say here, you're quoted in this article, says, quote, there's an unwritten rule that former presidents won't comment on what a current president is doing. Ex blah 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 agent and Nobel Peace Prize runner-up Dr. Jim Garrow exclusively told the Inquirer, Obama clearly doesn't care about precedent. The Obama-directed conspiracy got its start when officials from at least seven federal agencies met on two occasions after the election, according to the National Enquirer whistleblower. Now, that's not you, is it? You're not the whistleblower. We can't say. Well, yeah. Anyway, but quote, this is what the whistleblower says. Obama was not present, but it was made clear his agenda and orders were to be carried out, claimed the source. Now, I want to chime in on something else. It goes on to say that he is a tarantula at the center of this web of insubordination, and Senators Chuck Schumer and Christine Gillibrand are doing his bidding. Of course, we now know of the external agencies that have developed with some of these rogue senators and members of the House. But there was also another meeting here in California with five Obama representatives. And basically what this meeting was about was to gain assurances that the so-called La Raza revolution would continue here in California. And we had members that came to us from that meeting. It came to us one time at a Tea Party meeting and pronounced it to everybody in the meeting, but also informally in other meetings, secret meetings that I've had with some of these members that were actually in there listening to treasonous talk when representatives of the Obama administration were in the meetings, and they're talking about destroying California, taking it away and making their own country.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. And you know, the National Park Service is part of this. They tweeted a bunch of negative photos. You know, they spread them around. And these are employees of the National Park Service. You know, those people who allow anyone who wants to use the national parks, and they of course treat them with the greatest of respect.
The ones that built the memorial over Flight 93, that's the largest mosque in the world. That group.
Yeah, that group. That group. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, they're out there tweeting negative pictures of Mr. Trump and just ignoring the gag order. You know, there's basically a gag order as well. But back to your quote, there is an unwritten rule. A new president is always given the wide highway of no comment about what he's doing by previous presidents.
Right.
You had your moment in the sun. You've had your 15 years or whatever, 15 minutes of fame. So you gracefully bow out and you allow the choice of the people to hold sway. And of course, that is not what Obama is doing. He's now putting together this group, I believe, of internal terrorists. 30,000 of them who will show up in protest at anything going on Mr. Trump is attempting to
or
do.
Republicans, such as what happened with Jason Chaffetz the other night in Utah, in which he got 75% of the vote, but yet he couldn't even hold a town hall because there was so much disruption going on. Anyway, Jim, we got the music coming up. Can I keep you for one more segment? Because I know you got to go. Okay, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, more of Dr. Jim Garrow with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. With us is Dr. Jim Garrow, and we're covering the story about Michael Flynn's resignation. But more importantly, the biggest story of them all, ladies and gentlemen, is the exposure that Dr. Jim Garrow has given to the shadow government of former President Barack Hussein Obama, who is doing everything he possibly can to bring down Donald Trump. And we now know the sources and so on, thanks to Dr. Jim Garrow, and he's with us right now to continue the conversation about how the shadow government is working. And, you know, Jim, we're seeing the shadow government work here in California like we've never seen before, and we've been talking about this and pounding on the table that that's exactly what they've been doing. Through a network of nonprofit 501c3 and 501c4 organizations, they seem to be legitimizing themselves as the shadow government. And this is, I think, obviously a soft spot. Of course, the Obama administration recognized that the Tea Party could be, in fact, a threat to them. That's why they viewed them as a shadow government and went after them through the IRS. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's right. They took on all of the Tea Parties and started to strip away their 501c3 status. And that, of course, that was a huge error on their part, because right away people were it became something in the public eye. as the news media had to actually acknowledge the fact that this was going on. And therefore, there was some legitimacy to the complaint coming forward from the Tea Party people. Back to this this thing from the National Enquirer. I got this call out of the blue, by the way. I'm never one to go after media at all. They called me, and the guy identified himself, and he said, we know who you are, so we'd like you to say, tell us what is really going on here. And of course, the Flynn thing was just about to come out,
right?
So let me. What is not in here in that that article? I'm not sure if your people read the National Enquirer, but what is not in there about Mike Flynn is very important.
Let's hear it.
What was being discussed in his phone call to Russia was the ring of pedophiles across the United States and reaching all the way into Russia. And that, I believe, is what ended up stopping Mike Flynn. He touched the big nerve, the third rail,
yep.
As it were, the embarrassing third rail, which is the very fact that there is in operation, and it was covered over by the Obama administration, Brennan, of course, looking overseas, and then within the FBI, covering over the fact of so many politicians, so many people who are left-leaners, the communists, who were using children in their sexual escapades. So, that, I believe, is the trigger that said to them, we got to get rid of Flynn, because he's now actually talking to the Russians about the problem they're having and how it's the same people going back and forward from Moscow through Amsterdam. I'm saying that quite reasonably. There is a connection in Amsterdam.
Right, I understand.
Coming all the way to New York and Washington. So,
and even touching the West Coast.
And touching the West Coast. Of course, you know about that. And you know, you've got your crazy brown guy, as governor. So, these people are pedophiles. And that's
the big secret they don't want out. In fact, I've alluded to, and we're looking into this whole disaster out here with the Oroville Dam situation as a huge national disaster potentially, and a distraction, in my opinion, in part from the pedophile busts that are going on down in Los Angeles. 474 people connected with sex trafficking. By the way, it's verified. It's on our website. You can actually see the press conference from the L.A. County Sheriff and others entities that legally went around and rounded up the usual suspects in pedophilia in Los Angeles. That was last week. So, Jim, I think you've touched a nerve.
Yeah, I know we did. And of course, Flynn is paying the price. But you see, Flynn made an error. And here's where, and let's talk about the lie, the actual lie itself. And you're not hearing the actual, the facts of the issue. Where he lied was, when Pence asked him about the investigations going on across the globe with respect to the pedophilia that was happening, he lied and said, no, I do not know any of the people on the list. And unfortunately, one of his friends is front and center on the list. So Flynn made a factual error. He knew one of them very well. I think the shock of it might have been the reason he kept his mouth shut. But in doing that with Pence, Pence had the list in front of him and knew exactly what was going on. Now, you have never heard this on the mainstream media, and you won't. But this whole thing has to do with the pedophile ring stretching all the way to Russia and through Amsterdam. And I'm going to say Amsterdam again, because those of you who know who is going back and forward to Amsterdam all the time from your left coast of California, you may find that governor has a lot of friends who are using that port of Amsterdam for their sexual perversion.
Well, the other thing, too, and of course, you have San Francisco and the left people in San Francisco and Hollywood. And by the way, I know this intimately because I was trained by the LA County, the Los Angeles Police Department's Crimes Against Children's Task Force. and also L.A. County Sheriff members were part of the training. And it's that same task force that brought down these 474. Now, that was back in the 1980s. This is how long this has been going on and known. And, of course, they were investigating pedophilia in Hollywood. That was their whole thing, because that ring is just absolutely enormous and goes to Amsterdam all the time. Friend of Jerry Brown, by the way. Jerry, we call him Jerry Damn Buster Brown, because of his hatred towards dams so that preserve water. But anyway, I digress. But the other part of it, Jim, which I think is more important, is this pedophile ring is enormous. And I want to mention, is Portugal one of the ports that people go to for pedophiles?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, gee, and I find it very interesting that the Clintons always go to Portugal.
Yeah,
just a little side note. I just thought I'd mention that one, ladies and gentlemen. And we know this because we know the manifest of and the flight plans and so on of the Clintons' movings. You know, just one of those little things that you hear about here on Agenda 21 Radio. So, you know, when we get into this pedophile thing, this is an enormous bring down of governments, isn't it?
It is. It is. If the public knew that their representatives, their legally elected representatives, were involved in I'm not going to point fingers at any particular people, although, you know, we now know about.
Yeah, we know who they are.
Yeah, we know some people, and we know something that's being done by Schumer and Gillibrand, covering it over.
Well, but let me mention this, and I just feel, I know how this investigation breaks. I can give you a lot of the details, because I'm privy to that, ladies and gentlemen, having been in that world and understand it and been trained and so on. I'm not going to do that. I know the names. We know the names are out there. I'm willing, and I want to see this investigation go forward, and it is going forward. And it's going forward quietly, silently. But, Jim, what happens in these investigations is you work your way up the food chain to the top people. And that's exactly what's happening with those 474 that were arrested in Los Angeles and other places of the country. You got New York, you got Massachusetts, you got San Francisco. I mean, this thing is starting to break out all over the place.
Yeah, well, let me predict something. Flynn will be back.
Yeah, I believe so.
He's going to pay the price right now because he did something wrong. And he lied. He lied to Pence. He had the list in front of him. He knew exactly who'd been listened to, who'd been caught in the listening. At the time, he didn't know that he had been caught being listened to by the CIA, actually, listening to his conversations to the Russians. But it was legitimate investigation on his part, following up what was going on
Flynn's part to do the investigation. Jim, hang on. We got more music, but I can't let you go because you can't let us hanging like this. We got more information coming to you from Dr. Jim Garrow here on Agenda 21 Radio, so stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Dr. Jim Garrow, and we're talking about, well, what was actually talked about between Michael Flynn and also the Russian diplomat. This is before Donald Trump took the oath of office. After the election, he was conversing with him about, are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen, the International Child Pedophilia Ring, and exposing not only pedophiles in government here in the United States of America. It goes to the Congress, goes to the Senate, goes to the House, goes to many bureaucrats in Washington, California, Jerry Dam Buster Brown, and others involving with this child pedophilia ring. This is a major story. And Jim, this is, I guess, the cat is out of the bag on this now.
Well, it is. You know, we're talking about it. I have talked about it with a number of CIA officers, current and former, and police officials from all over the world, even Barcelona, Spain. I got a call from a chief of police there wanting to know more details because they'd heard that.
There's huge there.
And so, you know, here what we have is, though, a sacrificial lamb at the moment. Mr. Flynn has taken the knife in the back, I mean, he's doing the right thing. He did the right thing. Where he was wrong is in not telling Mr. Pence the truth, and I'm not sure why that happened. I know he had a friend on the list. He knew a name, and I imagine he was quite embarrassed for people to know that he had a friend so deeply involved in the pedophile ring.
And I'm not going to make excuses. I mean, I understand how this goes because I've done a number of these investigations and been involved with this kind of stuff. And when people first find out that their friends are involved with this, it's a moment of shame, big-time shame. And I'm just telling the personal aspect. I'm not making excuses for Michael Flynn, ladies and gentlemen. That's not it. But I'm just saying, as a from the human being standpoint, and especially if you're being asked that question by somebody like Vice President Pence, who, by the way, is a pretty straight shooter. And if you don't shoot straight back at him, yeah, that's going to be a problem. And those of you that are on the left and you don't understand the straight shooter business, that's a big breach of confidentiality. It's bigger than what you can imagine. And that's why it's pretty obvious that Donald Trump fired him, but it was pretty obvious that what Michael Flynn was going to do was resign.
Yeah, he had to resign, of course. But we're in a position now where this may come out. I'm not sure how it will benefit the public to have it brought forward. But I'm bringing it forward only because you got to understand what's going on across the world, how large the pedophile ring is around the world, and how, you know, important names are showing up on lists and being heard, being talked about in conversations by people like Mr. Flynn and his Russian ambassador friend over there. And there were others, other conversations, and we're not hearing about them. But of course, some of us know. And the reaction, by the way, has been absolute panic on the part of covert operatives all around the world. And I've been getting, like, I got 30 calls the day that Flynn resigned. I got 30 calls from all over the world asking me for details.
You know, this is amazing. You know, people don't understand, and it's really hard, and I've been trying to educate the public about how this, how big this is, the magnitude of this. And, you know, there's somebody that's already been mentioned in this, and that was somebody by Andrew Breitbart bringing out and exposing just before he was assassinated, exposing Podesta, who is the chief counsel and assistant to Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Well, I'm happy you brought that out, because how far-reaching is this pedophile sickness? How far-reaching is it? It is unbelievable in the depth to which it spreads, and every country is involved in this thing, every single country. The fact that it's politicians or key elements of the business community, and let me tell you this.
Churches.
I brought up Breitbart, and I'm glad you brought up the fact that he was assassinated, because he was about to blow the lid. He was about to blow the lid on the pedophiles that were surrounding the political, you know, who's who in Washington.
And at the time, it was Obama that there was a focus on.
Yes.
Let's not forget that, ladies and gentlemen. President Barack Hussein Obama is really a lot of who Andrew Breitbart at that time was referencing. And he was doing another side reference, and that was the whole thing with the political correctness, white privilege, all that other stuff that they were talking about. Which is known as, what is it, racial...
profiling.
Well, not racial profiling, but, you know, institutional racism and that whole thing. And that was that was a big issue with him. But this whole thing, pedophilia, was a bigger one. And Andrew is caught on YouTube. There's a whole bunch of these YouTubes where he's talking about this at CPAC the year just before he was killed. And he was going to bring this out. He was going to expose this information about the Obama administration protecting the pedophiles and being deeply involved with the pedophilia aspect of it. That's why they're trying so desperately to shut Trump up, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason I brought up racial profiling is because it was so easy to shut people up if you talked racism, to stop anyone from doing further investigation or speaking about certain people of certain racial profiles. So I mean, there's another aspect to this because, you know, of course, Mr. Obama, you know, he looks black, but he's not. He's more Arab than he is black.
He does not believe himself to be an African-American, but a Muslim.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, there's an important distinction there, ladies and gentlemen. He does not view himself as a African-American or a black man. He views himself as a Muslim.
So that's the labor thing. Yeah, the layering of this whole thing, the covering over of sick sexual practice, is where this starts. Now, if you think about this, isn't that what was rampant throughout the SS and the Nazi hierarchy?
Oh, I just hate it when that happens, Jim. We're coming up to the end of the hour. Believe it or not, this segment just breezed by. We have another minute on the after this commercial, and of course we're done. But we'll definitely have to have you on maybe in the next day or so, because this is a story that's not going away, ladies and gentlemen. We're finally exposing and bringing to you to light the pedophilia in government. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're with Dr. Jim Garrow. And Jim, this is a major story of significant import, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's something that all Americans should, A, be embarrassed about, for one thing, but then get active in supporting people who are doing the right thing. Flynn actually inadvertently became a victim of his own prowess, his own ability to go to the source and do his job. So he gets caught talking. He then is so embarrassed because he knows one of the guys on the list, and then he lies, and I'm not sure how that lie took place, but of course Pence had no alternative but to tell Mr. Trump that he'd just been lied to. So, I mean, it's kind of, I wish I knew all the details. I wish I'd been a fly on the wall and heard exactly what was said, the exchange between Pence and him. But, he got nailed, but I see him coming back.
Well, and that would be the good thing, that that he would come back. And, of course, so many people feel so strongly about that, it's going to be kind of an interesting situation for the world leaders as more of this becomes exposed. And, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to work our way up the food chain, let the investigators in these various towns and cities and communities around the United States and then the world, let them do their investigation. That's the key thing, don't you think, Jim?
Yes, absolutely. We need to see this thing the focus brought to bear on this thing. It is so rampant. It is so widespread. It is such an embarrassment, and it's hellish because it's our children that are being victimized.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is that, ladies and gentlemen, I used to work with kids for 41 years, and Jim, you work with kids all your life as well. You get what this is all about, and one of the things that probably be yielded in the investigation is Hillary Clinton and her using children as collateral for various things in her transgressions as a Secretary of State.
Yeah, absolutely. This is so widespread. It's a huge embarrassment. I'm so happy, though, that some of this is going to come out. It has to come out. And Flynn will be shown to have been, he shouldn't have lied, but he did. So he pays the price, but he should be brought back in because he was doing excellent work, leading edge work in nailing these pedophiles.
Well, Jim, listen, thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're definitely going to stay in touch over the course of the week and get this information out. I know that things are going crazy on my website right now and listening to us on Red State Talk Radio. And again, we'll be posting this up, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you here. Thank you very much, Jim.
You're welcome. Take care.
Awesome, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so anyway, stay with us and check out our website, agenda21radio.news. We will have this show posted momentarily up there so you can listen to it. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise. A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the